Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
Hello, my name is Alex Barthet. I am a board-certified construction lawyer here in Florida. Today, we're going to answer the question, why does my release say $10, and does it even matter? Let's get started. $10 releases are valid and enforceable in the state of Florida. Typically, the reference to $10 is only to recite some type of consideration. So usually it's $10 and other good and valuable consideration. That's the phrase you usually see. So whether you're getting a $50,000 check, a $100,000 check, a $2,000 check, it's okay that the release says $10 and other good and valuable consideration. Sometimes contractors who have lump sum contracts with owners don't want the owner to know how much they're paying their vendors. So one of the reasons that they insist on getting $10 releases from everybody is so that their lump sum contract with the owner is shielded from the owner figuring out every check that was issued by the contractor on the job. Now, if you are expecting a check to give the release, it's important that you only do it as a contemporaneous exchange when that release says $10. The reason is that you don't want to be expecting an $8,000 check and the release only says $10. It's going to be hard to fight that out in court. I would suggest that if you are in fact expecting an $8,000 check, as in my example, and the release says $10, you use conditional language in your release to indicate that this release is only effective upon you receiving $8,000. It's important to protect yourself by not giving releases in advance when you are expecting a check. You want to make that transaction simultaneous. Otherwise, you want to use conditional language.
This episode is brought to you by the Miami Construction Forum. This invitation-only group of construction professionals of all sizes and trades meets monthly for an informal lunch-and-learn session on current topics of interest, from getting paid and safety to bonding and insurance. To see the upcoming topics and request your invitation, visit MiamiConstructionForum.com.
Another reason why you may be asked to give a $10 release is because you haven't done any work or provided any materials in the period of time that the release is effective. Another reason why you may be asked to give a $10 release, and it should not set off any alarms, is if you haven't done any work or provided any materials in that period of time. A good example is if you're an electrician on a job, and as you're working, you leave the job because there's nothing for you to do for a month or two, but other things are happening on the job and the owner wants to issue a payment. And in that month, you don't have any work, so you're not expecting a check. You don't have a pay app that's pending for that period of time. But the owner, having received your notice to owner, knows that they need to get a release from you. So what release do they get? They get a $10 release for that period of time. I hope this answers your question about when a $10 release is valid and should be used. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at The Lien Zone. Send any questions to alex@barthet.com. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forums on this and other construction topics, head over to theleanzone.com.